Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Sports, man.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Can't find my headphones, Goo.
Well, you got some on, baby.
Yeah, but they don't work right. Got you an issue.
You know what? When do we get paid? Tomorrow. You need something?
Yeah, just throw that other
here
set.
Comes, but oh, you knocked the thing down behind you.
Can you throw that other thing behind and then, yeah.
Can I hit just, you in the face?
Thank you.
Nah, I love you.
What's going on, man?
I get haircut day on Juice. Yeah, Marky D.
Who's Marky D?
My barber.
Oh.
430 DNR Barbershop. You know how you get Spadoni when you come in with a cut. There's no better feeling, Steiny. Come on now. Because I look rough right now.
Oh, there's a better feeling. There's a better feeling.
That's a four. I would know. I'm going to give you a four early.
I tell you, speaking of better feelings, you feeling better about the Giants after, after you declared it a must win?
I have waved the white flag. Idiot. I'm mad at everybody. I'm disappointed. I am disappointed. And, Steiny, I'm starting to focus in on Melvin. And it, like... And then Farhan, you should have been fired. I don't think you're going to get fired, but the audio of him telling the world, we traded Solaire, and I'm not saying this is why you guys are losing to Atlanta because of Solaire, but it was supposed to be about Luciano, and he's in sack, taking the Amtrak back to sack for McCray, McCary. Help me out. This is a mess. Just start over. Steiny, start it over. Why would Snell want to come back here? And then Ray looked like Ray Charles on the pump last night. Couldn't get out the first inning. Hitting batters. What was that last night in what I deemed, and I think you were part of it real quick, Steiny, a must-win set. It's a wrap. Saran.
Oh, boy. See, he puts me in a tough position right off the bat.
No, I'm just being honest.
And I'm just being honest. All right, so, you know, I'm thinking, I could ask I'll ask Evan.
Yeah.
Evan. Okay, so he came out and he did his thing, Guru. Yeah. And I don't know whether I should focus on the Giants or focus on Guru waving a white flag, which means nothing.
Oh, it's...
It means absolutely zero. Or should I continue to focus on Guru that thought this team was going to be good? Help me, steer me away from making
Evan was at the game last night.
Steer.
Yeah, just like the Giants, I left early.
Steer.
Wow.
They never showed up. Steer me away from not coming down Guru's road and keeping it on the Giants.
Well, you just did it. I don't know what you need my help for.
Right.
Lock in.
Yeah. Evan, I mean, he was at the game, said he left early. They didn't show up, but you were watching. You didn't expect that.
Well, you didn't.
Ray not to get out the first inning. I had something on Twitter that didn't pop. You guys didn't like it on the Vine. I said as Ray walked off, he opted in on his way back to the dugout. That's a five.
It was within the realm of possibility.
He opted in, Stoney. Like, I ain't going nowhere. Man, that was hard to watch.
Do we even know he has an opt out?
No, he opted in. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
So does Snell.
Goo.
You see Harris take Ray to the bay?
Yes, I did.
On the fly, Evan. That ball didn't hit in the that was in the water.
Believe it or not. The one thing I did have a problem with, I don't know why he took out Robbie Ray. I swear to God.
Go ahead. So, I'm going to be quiet. So,
it's 5-0. He's got two outs, finally. I mean, why not let him try to finish the inning and get three innings out of him so that you don't have to go to your bullpen? You don't have to go to the guy who should be closing, Sean Jelly. No, it was bad. I mean, what do you want me to say? It was bad. Anytime you have a position player pitch in the ninth inning.
Speaking of which, Donnie, how many Giants position players are part of the future? I mean, guys are going to have a job by default, but we were talking about Judge and Ohtani, and I'm in it, man. They have nothing remotely close to get excited about. So am I wrong for coming down Melvin's road? But when you look at top 10 payrolls going into this season, the San Francisco Giants are there. And I don't know if this is just a byproduct of a hitting coach, but I'm just saying, I just cannot. And let me give you this caveat. Evan, you may know this. Since Farhan said they got the best rotation in baseball, Snell and Webb have a combined ERA, I believe it's 1.54. The rest of the gang, Steiny, 9. So those two have handled their business, but since that phrase...
Not after last night.
Oh, well, you're right there, too. Well, I didn't even include Ray in that. It was just Snell and Logan Webb who's throwing today, but Steiny, this is rock bottom for me, for the Giants, I believe.
Oh.
Because you spent money to have these results.
So they last won a title in 2014.
Okay.
They haven't won a playoff series since.
Man.
What makes this rock bottom as opposed to any of the other 9 years?
The payroll. The Gorilla glue, the duct tape that you went and spent when you went on a binge to go get, players that you thought would, at least get you to football season. And I just don't see how they get up off the mat. I won't say the phrase that hurt you, that you can't stand here. I will not say it. But I am utterly disappointed at these three games. I get, you battled. But then when you need the coach to make a decision, you got Tyler Fitzgerald, who actually is the only one doing something right now, and you have him bunt. And it's like everything they're doing is just, I feel like, what did Willard say yesterday, him and FP and with you, Steiny? They have no confidence, and I think Melvin is part of that. And that doesn't do any good for anybody.
It's a lot there. There's a lot there. Here would be my question, and I was thinking about this last night. So I'm looking at the Giants. Let's just go position players. They have one player. They have one player, Matt Chapman. That's it. And here's what I mean by that. At the start of a season, how many guys do the Giants have where you can say, you know what? This guy's going to hit 250. He's going to hit 22 homers, probably knock in 80, 85 runs. Yeah, you know, he's a pro. That's what we can expect.
Can I be honest with you? I thought Soler was that. I thought that would be pretty much his stat line. Like, you could guarantee that, Stani.
But when you look at the team like that, why would anybody have thought that they're one of the top six teams in the National League? They have one player, position player, who is proven. One.
Damn. Well, you look at the rotation, with nobody foresaw except Evan. You know, Snell getting off to his, you know, what he does annually, his slow start. But you looked at the rotation led by Webb, and we kept saying when Ray and Cobb would get back. Oh, Cobb actually pitching pretty good, Stani. But, you know, it was going to be defense, fundamentals, timely hitting, and I bought into it. But this is, I mean, I know you're not on Twitter. You don't need to be. You're watching the games. Social media, Giant fans, they are fed up.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's time for a change. Sam
who?
Cook, change going to come. Farhan. Okay. But the worst part about this with the faceless ownership, I believe he's going to get another shot at it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's where it really starts. Now, if you say, hey, Matt Steinmetz is going to take over, I think the fan base, you know, it's going to be some turbulence, some rough times, but at least we're headed in a new direction. If you continue to run this guy out there, my gosh, what's the definition, Stani, of insanity?
This is why baseball's a tricky subject. Because on Monday,
oh, man.
On Monday,
yep.
Not,
I'll own it,
not April. Like, I just, here's the way I look at
it's
it.
It's been 8 years of this, just I'm like you've talked about it. They haven't won a playoff series since 14. Steiny?
I'm not saying you're wrong. What I'm saying is, that's why you can't take a three-game winning streak and think you're going to turn it into 17 of 21. There's not, like, who can look at this team objectively and say, we're underachieving? No, they're not. How are they underachieving? They don't have any position players. Snell's their best pitcher. He missed half the year. Logan Webb had a little lull midseason, middle of the year. Robbie Ray didn't pitch the first half of the year.
Well, I thought it was Gabe Kapler. I thought that bringing in a new manager would change the fortune. I bet Gabe is in Miami sipping his latte laughing like you guys thought it was me. That's the other part of this, Donnie. Like, I thought I liked Bo Mel, but when you look at his resume, and for whatever happened in San Diego, it didn't work. But damn, he had talent in San Diego, and he wasn't a guy to lead them to the next chapter. I don't know, but I feel like a loss today, like it's already bad.
What if they win today? What if Logan Webb throws a no-hitter?
Your boy's going to come here and be – I will not say a damn word to you tomorrow.
Okay, then what if they sweep the A's?
No, give me 12 days. Give me 2 weeks.
I won't.
Give me 2 weeks.
I won't. I won't give you 2 weeks.
And I feel like you're right. I don't deserve that. But I'm not playing. Stani, they – and you know the worst part about it is, you gave up 5 runs. But what did you do with the bat? Time and time – Bonte tweeted last night.
Hey. Respected Johnny Holmes.
Hey, hold on. He said this thing might not be over. Maybe the Giants' offense would peck Woody Woodpecker, peck away at the lead, and they steal. When it's all said and done, there were like 3 or 4 at the time, runners on base, strikeout, the same effing at bat.
Yeah, I find it.
Fitzgerald, but don't tell me he's who am I looking for? Not Johnny LeMaster, A-Rod in it. Like, I like Fitz, but you're a guy right now and you're playing damn good, but come on, Steiny. This team strikes out and whiffs anytime the chips are when it's go time. They got no hitters.
I don't like to criticize teams that are playing to their level.
See,
I don't like to criticize teams that are playing to their level. If you can somehow show me that this team should be 12 over, then I'd criticize them.
It's not my job. It's theirs.
Well, they don't have the personnel to be 12 over. Wake up!
Oh, man.
And you know what?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Conforto.
Oh, now we're going.
No, everybody has.
Yeah, let me tell you what. Let me get baseball reference up.
No, they all have holes in their sleeves.
Let me get baseball reference up.
They're two strike approaches.
Let's just do this. I'll run down the lineup.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Patrick Bailey.
You might want to send me up to the plate. Hey, Pat, I love you. And you can throw a runner out.
Okay. 2 months ago, he was the heir apparent to Buster Posey. Can you believe this guy defensively?
That's still facts.
Look
though.
At his pop rate. What's that stupid thing now they call
him? Evan had it at 1.7.
Pop time.
Yeah, what's his pop tart?
I'll give you a 2.
Lamont Wade.
It's the end is near. He can't even run out a double. And I love what he's not. Steiny on a good team, Wade maybe come. He's a platoon guy.
So why do you think they should be better? This was so predictable.
See, but you're talking to me like I'm Farhan. That's
playoffs.
Only you're spitting fireballs, but it's bigger than me.
Well, there's
burn
two...
it down and start over.
What'll that do? Here's the problem with burning it down and starting over. You and Lubman and the rest of you people listening, you don't have the stomach for it.
Well, you're getting the same
you
results the last 7 years.
Have the
years.
Stomach for it. Please. I looked at Evan yesterday. Yeah. I went out with my friend Evan.
Before the game.
After.
Yeah.
I mean, after the show.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, how many years did the Astros have where they stunk?
Oh, they were the Lastros.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, but then they got Altuve. They got all kind of guys. Seeds,
right.
Blossom.
Yeah. You know why? Because they paid the price. They paid the price. They stunk so that they could be good in 5 years.
But they stayed the course. They let
That's
Altuve
right.
and the gang
That's
blossom.
Right.
Not sending
you don't have
Luciano
the strength.
On Amtrak every other week, Jimmy jacking around with Ramos.
You
Think
don't have the,
Ramos.
You don't have the
Player
stomach.
Player of the week 1 point. Hey, we're going to send you back on the train. Like, they have no plan, and now they're panicked. They are in Farhan. Oh, we're going to get Luciano at bats. He's been up here 4 days. I know it's more than that. But come on, man. Really, Farhan?
They're 500, Goo.
They're one game under 500.
Okay.
I'm not going to raise my blood pressure. I'm just disappointed. I'm hurting for Giants.
There's another. The other thing you've glossed over, and I'll just say you because I can use the plural you. Yeah. You don't have the stomach. You don't have the stomach to tear it down and rebuild it. Giants fans don't want that. Warrior fans don't want that. Niner fans don't want that. For whatever reason, there's a delusional part of the fan base that thinks you can shortcut things and all of a sudden you're going to win.
But they went and spent money, almost 200 milli, Steiny.
Right.
So that signifies that they believe.
Again, okay. And how many everyday players did they sign?
Well, one got hurt for the year, the center fielder, Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
Okay, you got Conforto. He was supposed to be an everyday player.
If and when the Warriors will go 44-38, you can't criticize them.
Well, that's different.
They're at the end of a championship dynasty. But the roster is the roster, and they have 44 win talent.
Okay.
The Giants roster is their roster, and they've got 80 win talent.
But
nobody's underachieving.
But you went and spent money on things that have not worked. Solaire got traded. You went and got a guy that said yes to you, and you traded him. Just think about that. A guy that hit 35, 38 home runs in the Major League Baseball. He didn't even last.
Okay, so whose fault is that?
That's management.
Okay. So, fire him.
And
what do you do with Melvin?
Oh, boy. Is he the guy to lead if you start over?
I'm asking you. I don't know. And I get it. I'm putting all the pressure on you to answer the questions. I don't have
the
answers.
There's no pressure.
I mean.
My dad's a Giant fan. I heard for him.
They're not very good. But they haven't been good for a while. And there was no indication other than unrealistic optimism that this was going to be an 87-88
So do you take offense to me or anybody in Giant world saying a lot of these dudes, Steiny, are underachieving?
No. Who's underachieving? I take offense to this.
All right.
707. Goo, why are you surprised? That's what I would say. Why are you surprised?
I need some time. No, seriously, I need some time. I think some guys are underachieving, Steiny.
Like who?
What about coach him up, manage him up? And that's why I'm bringing up Melvin.
Who's
I'm
underachieving?
Bringing up Pat Burrell. You cited Chapman, but it's not just him.
Chapman's not underachieving.
But runners in scoring position, he is. Well, runners in scoring position, it's collective. Steiny, it's the whole team. And Chapman's won you 20 games with his glove. I get it, but
Chapman.
This
is
not a one-player problem.
Well, right. Chapman's not the problem. Matt Chapman is the one player on this team who is doing exactly what you thought he was going to do.
I won't take that from him.
Scott's in Marin. He wants to talk about the Giants' problem. Is that singular or plural?
Not five. Not seven.
Multiple problems.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
You know, it's not even – good, man. Hey, it's not just the Giants, though. You look at Major League Baseball collectively. These guys come up to the plate. You see these numbers that are all over the league, and it's a disgrace.
The Giants
cannot put the ball in play. I mean, it's not just the Giants. The whole league can't put the ball in play. And you know, you talk about Matt Chapman. Yes, he's an excellent defender. He's a very good player. But he is not a mainstay. He's not a middle of the order guy. He'd be a great piece on a great team, you know. But on a team like this, he can't carry them.
No.
Conforto's the same way. Is the same way. Yastrzemski's the same. These are not good players, man. And I said it even before this series started. This is not a good team. The Braves are not a good team.
Hey,
this third wild card thing is a joke.
Hey, I want your response to this, Donnie, because he's on fire. Listen, I'm a great teammate, and that's why I'm a shout-out Mark Willard. I'm driving home yesterday, and the game Monday where it was Snell against Snell and Sale. Two great pitchers. But to your point, I was like, oh, that might have been one of the best performances by two pitchers I've ever seen. But, dude, if you saw – even I'm putting the Braves – in this, to your point about guys in their approach, hitters in Major League Baseball, those guys were swinging at some of the worst. Like, what are you guys doing? And then I thought of it, and Willard brought that up. Like, was that the best performance of some of the worst hitting we have seen by Major League Baseball hitters? So, to his point, Stoney, there is something there, Major League Baseball wide, with right. the hitters. But just swinging it. As soon as they right, see sure. White, just swing the bat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go to my resident pitching expert.
Evan, D3.
D3 pitcher. Evan.
What?
You just help me out here. Well, actually, help Guru out. Can you explain to him why it's more likely for a bad hitting team to struggle with a great pitcher as opposed to a good hitting team struggling to hit off a good pitcher? It's Chris Sale, and it's the Giants lineup.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, the one thing that was disgusting about that, in my opinion, is the fact that Marco Luciano was essentially thrown to the wolves. Like, the dude's gotten 5 starts since the deadline, since you apparently said that you wanted to move off Soler to get him some more at-bats. And then you don't start him. And the first time in the week you let him hit is against Cy Young.
Come on,
that's
Melvin.
Just messed up, dude.
And that's the other thing. You guys all...
That's a great point, E.
And I was set up beautifully. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, and you know, and here's the other part. You find out, for 5 years I've been hearing about Luciano. Turns out he's Eric Paschal.
Well, do we really know?
We
know he has a frying pan for a mitt. But as far as Eric Paschal, I'm not going there, Stoney. We haven't let him hit... And now my man's back in Sacramento.
Oh, he'll hit there. He'll hit there, Goo.
What about Soler in the outfield? Bonte, I keep going to Bonte. 2 days ago, he tweets, because he was throwing shade at the Giants. I didn't know Soler could play the field. A day later, he went
ping-pong
with
and
the
smell
ball.
What's happening here. What's happening here is what happened in Golden State from 1995 to 2006.
Now, that's heavy.
Look.
Wow.
That's
heavy.
Who was the problem last year? Oh, it was Jock Peterson. You look at his numbers this year
you
in Arizona?
It on the
okay. Oh, you
called
know
it a professional club.
Carlos Rodon. How's he doing this year?
He's doing
pretty darn good.
So is Cobb, too.
And how's Soler doing in Atlanta?
Well, he got hot in Denver.
Okay.
But I get your drift. So what do you do? Mouth?
You go to Adam in San Ramon.
There you go.
You go to Adam in San Ramon. What's up, Adam? How you doing? Hey, Adam.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Talk to us.
Guru, you might be the most ungrateful fan of all time.
Wow.
You know, your partner is going to be a dog in a manger every day, but you are just, I can't get you. Your team spends $220 million, and you have a beautiful facility, but yet that's not good enough for you. What is it going to take for it to be good enough?
Wow, the facility, you got me, but it's about wins and losses and continuing the rich tradition of Giant baseball, you know, getting to the postseason. So I don't overlook one of the, if not the most beautiful ballpark in major leagues, but that's not good enough. Give me a homegrown player in the outfield that can hit 30 home runs. Mm-hmm. Give me the next who am I looking for? Barry Bonds. Give me the next Brandon Crawford.
That's unrealistic.
That's all people. It's not when it's forced down your throat. Matos, Luciano, Harrison.
When
all that is forced down your throat, you just sit back and you wait for the seed. You ever see a seed grow in a garden? Then you put the fertilizer on it. Farhan's been long enough. Been here long enough for the garden now. You have something.
Goo, you said it, not me. There will never be another Barry Bonds. Never.
Give me Chili Davis.
There will never
Chili Davis.
I'm talking about for the San Francisco Giants. And while we're at it, I got news for you.
Chili Davis.
There will never be another Steph Curry. So when you say, I want to see a Bonds, I'm telling you right now, you're never
All right. OG,
and you never
I'm
will.
I'm going to call you OG on this one, Scotty.
And you never will.
Let's turn it down a notch. Give me something that I can pack the car and the kids.
Blake
and
Snell.
Tell them we're going to see.
Blake Snell.
That's one every 5 days.
Well, Lince will come.
And Blake Snell is September. He'll be out of here. End of September.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Why the president of baseball operations can't close a door?
What do you mean? Got Chapman in here.
No, you
got
to sell yourself to him.
They did. Their payroll's really high.
No, I'm talking. Well,
all righty.
Good luck with.
Help
that.
Me with Guru today. What do you do when a guy thinks the team's going to win 100 games and they win 80? That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
You might be the most ungrateful fan of all time.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He said ungrateful.
You are.
I thought that was a compliment when he was coming down my road.
That's about the worst thing you can say about a fan.
Ungrateful.
Yes.
That ain't cool.
And I'm gonna follow.
That is not cool.
I'm going to follow it up.
Dude, I'm seconds away from a hold in. I'm not feeling the show. I'm not feeling you. Just let my takes breathe. You keep doing it a couple more times.
My buddy Don texted me. He wants to know if there's a working defibrillator close to the studio. I can't say it. Defibrillator. That's the thing.
Tell Don hello. There's only one Don.
Don and my buddy want you out at Contra Costa Country Club. I'm the one keeping you from it.
Before I get... Well... I think you kidnapped Mike that we were supposed to Half Moon Bay. He has not called in like 6 months.
I know he hasn't. I know he hasn't.
Dude, if you've interfered with me going to Half Moon Bay.
All right. Here's where I want to start.
You said you had bad news.
I do have bad news. And the caller's right about you being ungrateful. And I'll tell you why. See,
false.
Everybody laughs at how old I am.
What?
Everybody laughs at the life and sports experiences that I've had. And this is the ultimate don't you get it moment.
All right.
How many dynasties have we had in the Bay in our lifetime?
A's in the 70s, they won 3.
Oh God, I didn't even think of them.
Okay. The Warriors currently. The Niners with Montana and Rice. And
baseball.
Evan, you tell me. You just quick. Bucket
yeah,
or no
say
bucket. Giants
A's
3-5.
Into Niners into Giants into Warriors.
Okay, so Giants do count. Yep.
Now here's where you need to grow up. You all need to grow up and understand what's going on here. The San Francisco 49. Well, I'll start with the A's.
What?
The Oakland A's. Won 3 straight World Series.
Damn.
The following year, they lost in the ALCS. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They won 3 World Series. They went to the playoffs twice in the next 12 years.
Mm.
Okay, who's next?
Let's
the 49ers.
Let's do it.
They won 5 Super Bowls.
Number 5.
After the 5 Super Bowls, they went to the playoffs twice in 12 years. Okay?
Yeah.
The Giants, they won 3 in 5 years. They've made the postseason twice since then and have not won a series. And while people don't want to hear it, the Golden State Warriors have won 4 titles. They've now missed the playoffs 3 out of 5 years. And it's possible they could be looking at a drought. You can't sustain a dynasty. We've had three dynasties here. They've all culminated with a 10-year drought afterwards.
Who's asking for a championship?
There you go.
You just sat here
there
and said
you
last.
Go. It can't be
look,
done.
You said this team
can't
don't even
done.
Have an everyday player.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for a parade, pal. People are asking for promise and potential.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
I get the point of that exercise,
yeah.
But if the cabinets are bare
quit,
for the San Francisco Giants.
Quit
and
saying,
then the 3 of 5 for the Warriors. It's funny. Of them was a chip.
Huh. You're right. Okay. One of them was a chip. The point stands. Quit saying there's a price to a dynasty if you don't believe it. Because there is. And we're still seeing it with the San Francisco Giants.
Oh,
it's just the way it goes.
14 was a long time ago. Son.
That's right.
That's 10 years ago.
That's
man.
Right.
And this is a whole different regime.
Yeah, just like the Niners.
And you won 107 games, but you couldn't sustain it.
Yep.
You needed baseball blue chew.
Yep.
And you couldn't get it. So it's almost like you're telling fans, like, relax.
I am telling fans to relax.
To win.
You can't.
You got a baseball, president of baseball operations who's inept. So you're giving Farhan a pass then. He shouldn't be fired.
I don't care.
No, it ain't about if you care. Should he be fired?
I don't care if he gets fired
or
not.
But he should be fired
okay, if you
based
say
on
so.
His job.
Okay, if you say so.
No, it ain't about if I say
what
so.
What I'm telling you is everything that's happening with the Giants is the natural progression from a dynasty.
No.
It doesn't take 2 years to okay, well,
so
what,
you're
you,
saying
what about
Farhan
my three?
Took the job with no expectations in, predicated on that premise of,
I'm saying
hey, we used to be a dynasty. Our last one was 14. We won't even judge you because we know we're just going through what Stani pointed out, a natural evolution of a dynasty or the
I'm
days
saying,
after a dynasty.
I'm just saying, you guys out there that think you can just win every year, you can't.
Giant fans don't think that because they haven't. You just pointed it out.
Right. Again, I've pointed out three dynasties in the Bay. They've all ended up the same way. Is that a coincidence? I don't think it is. I think after you have a dynasty, you're going to fall off. It's just a matter of for how long. Yeah.
Well, the Niners because have been to three Super Bowls since that dynasty.
I'm talking about the following 12 years.
Yeah.
So that's where I do think. You know what? Fans of every sport can jump in here at 888-957-9570. We're having some fun. I mean, it's hard for me to get incensed about the Giants because at the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, some Giants.
I'll give you that. But
whatever.
You weren't impressed.
Huh?
But Farhan
but why was anybody
here?
Impressed?
Because Farhan was brought here, Stani, to replenish the farm system or the nuggets they had in the farm. They would be, you know, going through their baseball puberty, and all people are asking is for them to compete. But look at you at the beginning of this year, and you're not by yourself. You didn't even have any hope or expectation
but
for
this
team.
But here's the thing, and this is where I'm going to get upset. All you want them to do is compete. On Monday, they were competing, according to you. Like, so 3 days does not change the team. It's like, yeah, they've lost three in a row. Now they're a game under 500. By and large, this whole season is gone. It's who they've been.
What if it culminates in a non-playoff berth? It'll go. It'll
then
be another.
Make a decision on Farhan. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not saying fire him or not fire him, but I think, like, you know what?
They can.
Can we acknowledge that the elephant in the that the rat on the table?
Okay.
Is an elephant on the table. They can't sign free agents. They can't sign free agents.
Well, this guy, under Farhan, they can't.
Who did Sabian sign?
They had their homegrown player, so they weren't so codependent on going outside. They had their stuff inside. That's all. And Stani, guys and gals get fired in jobs all the time when you get enough time to find out, you know what? It's just not working. It's time for the next person to get a crack at it. And I think in year 8, which feels like year 50 of Farhan, it's time to give somebody else a crack at it. And what the worst part of this to me is he's going to come back. Because he is under contract, he's going to come back, Stani.
The 925. It doesn't take 10 years to recover from a dynasty.
Yes, man.
Well, yes, it does in the Bay. I just gave you three examples of dynasties followed by 10 to 12-year droughts, or at least only two playoff appearances.
Right. Those are facts, but it doesn't make it right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. The Giants win in 14 with a group of the recipe is the same. They win with a group of players in 14. Everybody's attached to those players. Those players get re-signed till 2018. Guess what? They're over the hill in 2018. But that's what they did. Now at 18 or 20, what are you going to do? We got to change the direction of the team. Okay, just changing the direction of the team does not guarantee it's going to work out well. So you hung on to Posey and all those guys too long. And that started the downfall. And then you fired Bochy and Sabian, and here comes Farhan, and he's trying stuff, and it doesn't work because sometimes it doesn't work.
Right. But I can't. I feel like you're asking fans to be blind to the fact. I'll just use Luciano. How they've dealt with Luciano, not even being able to, you know, decipher if he could play the field or go find a new position. How they've handled him this year has nothing to do to me with the dynasty.
Okay.
That's negligence. And how they jerked around with Ramos. Now, these two could be just average players, but it's funny how you do it in the Bay, but I think of the Atlanta Braves back when they had Smoltz, Glavine, and Avery, and they had success. And then now they've won a World Series years later with a whole new cast of characters. And we see it with the Yankees, the Dodgers. We see it with the Spurs. You know, it's like my whole point is what do the Giant fans have to look forward to right now? And Farhan has had ample time to at least, you know, have – that answered. And right now it looks like Fitzgerald and Ramos, and Fitz is, I love it, but Steiny, I mean, is he the real deal? I don't know. But man,
I think the Braves are a pretty good example because like they've missed the playoffs 9 times in the last 35 years basically with a lot of different. So it's not, I mean, they've only won 2 World Series, but that's an organization that's found a way to remain competitive. And I don't really recall too many big name free agents that they've been able to. Now they've gotten guys through trades, they've grown players internally, but it's not as if they've been massive players in free agency. I mean, their biggest free agent signing this last couple offseasons is probably like Chris Sale, but he was damaged goods when they got him. So, I mean, it isn't as if you can't be competitive year in and year out.
Love it. I mean, Steiner, you started the show and you said it's what I feel. How many position players do they have? And I think you said 1.
Yeah.
Somebody might call, say 2, 2.5. Okay. But that's a problem. And Farhan was sold to me as the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do it and take what I stole or learn from the Dodgers, who, oh, by the way, I know it's L.A., Steiny. They've ran this whole decade. And I know they only got 1 bubble championship out of a World Series, but they know how to identify talent. And you got me with the Barry Bonds, and then I defaulted to Chili Davis, a homegrown outfielder that can hit you 30 home runs. I'm not asking for Babe Ruth.
Well, but the lack of power from an outfielder has way preceded Farhan Zaidi.
Mm. Fair.
I mean, guys don't want to come here to hit. That's a big problem. So if you can't, you know, it's like the thing I don't understand is you got to take what you've been dealt and try to win with it. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they're never going to get free agents. Never. Okay? So they made a decision as a franchise to stockpile young players, and now it's starting to pay off. Does it
because
mean
because they hit, though, right?
That's right. That's right. So if you can't sign free agents, you better have a great farm system. They don't.
Do we, okay, just I'll go back to Luciano.
Who drafted Luciano?
He was here before Farhan got here.
That's not Farhan's fault.
But I guess the opportunity is his fault. Why wouldn't he be getting at bats?
Because he's not good. You know why? Because everybody thought he was better than he was.
No, but Steiny, his whole thing is he can swing the bat. I'm not saying Rock Carew. My bottom line is if the Giants, and again, I don't know what's on the chalkboard in their clubhouse, he should be playing the string out. That's how you find out.
When he plays the string out, they lose. They get 5-10 games under 500. How are the fans going to react?
What?
It looks like it's headed that way with your current players on Thursday. It didn't look like we were headed to it that way on Monday. We just didn't.
But what does that do for the Luciano's future? The fact that the president of baseball ops said we made a trade so Steiny could play.
I'm not going to stand up for the way they've handled Luciano. Right, right. But I'm also not going to be sitting here thinking, hey, Luciano's really good. No, he's not. He's half a player. He can't field.
But so, there's a position for you to be half a player in the modern day Major League Baseball, and that's called a DH.
Okay, and then he's one of the worst DHs in the league.
But wouldn't you want to know that?
I think we know it. I think we're learning it.
I just honestly believe we need to see more.
Okay.
And that's just part of it. That's a minute part of it all. You got 2 pitchers here that might leave you. or they might opt in, but the bottom line is not under your control. And if the Giants still are going to be what they are, Stani, and this thing gets ugly, which it could, and they could get it back right, I mean, you better get somebody else to convince Snell to stay here. And if you're going to go down the rebuild or tear it down model, why would you even want Snell here? Why would you even want that on the books?
Because he's one of the best pitchers in baseball when he's healthy? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, to me, this season's a rerun. Mm. They can't sign free agents, and their farm system's not that good. And that's been a problem now for, what, 6, 8, 10 years?
Well, they got Snell and Chapman. Do you think that's just because of Bo Mel?
Look, dig 1 inch beneath the surface, and you realize why they got Snell and Chapman. They didn't get Snell and Chapman like they would have wanted, like they tried to get a Bryce Harper, a Stanton, an Ohtani. They got those two guys because they slipped through the cracks.
But the bottom line is they were yours. You got to use their talent to try to get to your goal.
Second-level talent. It's second-level talent. Blake Snell's only pitched half a year. He gets hurt. Those guys are not the free agents I'm talking about. Those guys were more of a risky proposition because they weren't signed early. They had nowhere to go, and the Giants took a flyer on them. And if they signed them to 1 year deals with player outs. Mm. See, that's the other thing. There are no Giants. They don't have an identity. They don't have players who are here year in and year out.
And I think that starts in the front office, and that's why I would make a change.
Well,
maybe a man or whoever, Stani, that could sell the ballpark, that could sell the city. I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? And I know I'm not by myself because a lot of people thought he should have been ran, but I think that one would hurt if after this season's over, and I know I need to slow down, it's not, but somehow they don't make the playoffs and he comes back. It's like, wow, Farhan.
Yeah.
Like, there's no accountability would be the message I would be getting from ownership.
I mean, I really, listen, fire him, don't fire him. If you fire him, then what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Bob Melvin?
But at that point, I think that becomes an easier question to ask or answer.
Probably.
You know, because you got a direction. Like you said, I don't know what they're doing. I just really don't. I really don't. Casey Schmidt, Stani, not mad at the kid. It don't look like he has the goods. Okay. I'm watching Brett Wisely on a daily basis. I'm watching Ramos. Not mad at him. And Tyler Fitzgerald's taking advantage of an opportunity. He's got pop. But I don't know if these are guys for the future or what. But, man, you just talked about it. One position player in your estimation. And there are 8 other positions, 7 other.
Why would a free agent want to come to the Giants? Just because you were once a preeminent organization doesn't mean you're always a preeminent organization. The Warriors aren't going to be the same organization in 2030 when Steph's not here.
But, Stani, I feel like I'm talking to my old sales manager. Daryl, why do they want to buy from you? Make them want to buy from you. So when you throw that question at me, somebody's got to be able to have the pizzazz, the flair to convince somebody to want to be a part of the Giants. And even tap into, I know it's been bad, but it's going to be better. And you're going to be a big part of that. It's mouthpiece.
It's lip service. It's lip service. This team, what is this? What can this team sell?
Wow.
No, wow. Like hitters don't want to come here. Can we all agree on that?
Hey, I'm not trying to raise your blood pressure. And Soler came here, Stiney. Why did he come? He came
here because he had no other offers. Okay.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I'm never going to be right.
The
people that come here don't come here. The only reason he came is nobody was here.
Well, then quit asking for an Ohtani, a Judge, a Harper, a Bonds. Those guys aren't coming. You've got to go get Soler and Chapman.
Man.
What? Like, you answer to me. Why didn't Judge come?
He never was going to leave New York. That's just
Didn't Harper come? Why didn't Stanton come?
Right.
Why didn't Ohtani come?
I give it to you.
They might have all had different reasons, but the common denominator is they don't want to play for the Giants. For whatever reason.
Real quick here, the same guy was part of the sales pitch to recruit those guys. So am I off base by saying maybe it's the guy that was in front of them leading the brigade in regard to the pitch?
I love Brian Sabian. He didn't sign free agents.
But again, they were built different.
That's right. And that's where I get back to it.
So that's why you when we look at Farhan, he's been here long enough to, okay, the free agent thing, you struck out Farhan, you've been dealt a bad hand, the ballpark. What about then we can go to the minor league system.
Yeah.
And look what Luciano has. There is no Irv. I know you. It looks bad that he just made that comment about the Soler trade and they wanted to see Luciano and he's gone. Destani, that doesn't match what you said.
Maybe they've seen enough of Luciano. Maybe they don't think he's very good. I mean, and the other thing is, and I'm not sitting here saying it's easy, but looks like they're trying to build through the farm system. Guess what? I don't see anybody in the farm who's going to be a superstar or a star even.
Well, let's hope you're wrong, but that makes this more dire and depressing. Like when you talk about the Astros, when they were the Lastros, what was the theme? They're all growing together. There's going to be some stars, and there were multiple.
Yeah.
They won the World Series. I don't find that at all. I guess I thought the Giants were doing something, their version of something like that, led by Luciano, who we heard a lot of, Harrison, Ramos, and Matos.
A couple things, 408, don't even go here. Pence was a trade. Secondly, I'm talking about stars.
Yeah.
You can list Renteria, Morrison, Peavy all you want.
They don't count.
I'm not talking about those kinds of free agents. Those are the exact big kinds boys of free agents that Farhan signed. Snell, Chapman, Ray, Soler, same group. I'm talking about how do you get the next Barry Bonds in here? And I just said it can't happen. Like, how do you get a star in here? I don't know. I don't know how you get a star everyday position player. I don't know. He must come up through the farm system.
But if my job's on the line, do I have that much time? So that's why Farhan was in front of Judge and Harper and Stanton and the likes. Like, I need an immediate, you know?
He was in front of those guys to put on a show for the fans to make it seem like they're trying. It's the same thing Joe Lacob's doing.
So you don't think a guy like Bob Myers could have closed one of those deals? You think
for the Giants?
Yeah, for the Giants. That's what I mean.
It's a good question.
No, and
I'd say no.
But the fact that you said it's a good question means you thought about it. And some, like, I would say, yes, Donnie. That's how powerful a sales pitch and a mouthpiece is.
Kevin Durant did not come here because of Bob Myers.
And I totally agree with
Kevin
you.
Kevin Durant came here because
he wanted to win.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there are no Kevin Durants that want to come to the Giants because they can't win.
Man.
I mean, it's not a mystery. 925. This team has to win before it can attract free agents. I would agree with that.
But that's an oxymoron. You need talent to win.
Looks like they're stuck in a rut. Like every team after a dynasty. They're stuck in a rut. I'll tell you what, right now, 14. if you think I'm gonna let you
Now tell them the whole deal, man. You keep coming at me.
If you think I'm going to let you run down the Warriors for the next 6 years when they miss the playoffs five of the next six, you got another thing
you're
coming,
shot,
buddy.
So you don't know me. I told you.
You too, Evan.
If the Warriors go 6 years without making it, I'll be hurt, but nobody's to blame. This is the price.
Well, why is Farhan to blame?
Because he's done nothing since he's been here that he said he was going to do when he took over the job.
Don't make us hold in.
Evan, I'm for real.
I would not allow Guru to hold in. I would say get out of the building.
Okay, Lynch.
As a team,
that was a four.
You know what? Fine. Oh, you want to try something like that? Here's what I would do.
He didn't like it.
Here's what I would do if I were Bosa or Kittle. I would say, I'm not practicing today. How come, Stein? That horse is behind's not practicing.
See, yeah, we're,
he's under contract. Right. Yeah, try to hold in.
Oh, what?
I'll be right with you. I'll be right with you, and we'll have 4 hours of dead silence.
Oh, man.
I'll catch some balls from the equipment manager.
Huh?
I'll catch some balls from the equipment manager.
Evan, I know we're up against it. Yeah. I'll ask him on the other side. I was just going to ask Evan if he thought Farhan should be fired. Like, I mean, that's kind of the... Am I the other side. All right, there we go. Pay the bills.
That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.